Government is expected to issue a white paper soon on the findings and recommendations of the five-member committee that investigated the June 3rd fire and flood disaster. The committee was set up to look into an explosion at a filling station around Kwame Nkrumah Circle, which claimed more than 100 lives and rendered about 500 people homeless. Speaking at a news conference, the Minister for the Interior, Mark Oyongo, revealed that the report has been forwarded to the President for the necessary action.
The five-member committee that was established to investigate the 3rd June flood and fire disaster at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle has submitted its report, which has been forwarded to His Excellency the President for further action. The Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, a review of the activities of NADMO established in 1996 by the National Disaster Management Organization Act 1996 Act 517 revealed weaknesses of disaster management in the country. The new bill therefore seeks to make better and realistic provisions of the management of disaster and emergencies. NADMO under the bill is to be reorganized to ensure participatory approach to disaster management and motivate people to act responsibly to prevent or mitigate effects of disaster. The governing council under the new bill is to be chaired by the vice president, thereby giving NADMO a high executive cover. The new NADMO bill also makes provision for disaster register and requires that regional and district directors of NADMO should ensure the transmission of information on the particulars of each disaster that occurs in the region or district to Accra immediately.